Okay, good evening. Good evening. So what would you like to know about that with music? I could like you on where I started.
You go ahead and start it up.
Well, I go as far as back as Run DMC all the way to 6ix9ine, Tekashi, Trippie Redd, the young kid today, so I can relate to every era. But Brendan Got a Baby is where I first got the introduction of my hip hop.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, I'm the coast to coast promoter, man. I work with everybody from Wiz Khalif, DJ Khaled, Big Sean. I've been able to work, that's the organization I work with coast to coast. And so we
I
all hit
actually
it.
did a coast. I did coast to coast
Oh, okay.
in New Orleans. I'm from
Okay.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah, so
That's
basically top it up with the audience. You know you are here with the audience. You know what I'm talking about?
right. I appreciate that. How y'all doing? My name is OG Rob Cat. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, downtown. You know, I represent every lifetimes of hip hop, you know, but I love where it came from New York, and I ended, you know, in the South, you know, through Atlanta, you know. I'm like old school and new school together in one, but you know, I thank you for having me on your platform because this is so cool. And I actually did the show before, and
Oh,
we
that's
actually had, and I actually doing it on May 14th too. I'll be there too.
okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, dude. Yeah, we got a major thing going on around the world. We also, you know, looking for people that's talented. We right now we're coast to coast. We got a $50,000 competition, world championship competition that's going
Right.
on. 30 cities, you know what I'm saying? So tell the people that's interested can hit me up at www.coasttocoastmixtapes.com/member/ King Calvin Jones Jr. Man, y'all can definitely hit me up or hit me up on the line at 313-471-1383. It's definitely going down. So that's what we're doing right here on Anchor, man. Definitely getting it wrapped up with Robert West, you know what I'm saying? And his AKA and all that other good stuff like that. We on here doing it live. Big talk, boy. You know what I'm talking about? Big things going on. So, man, get him a little bit of information on what you're doing, stuff like that. Let him holler at you right quick.
Oh yeah, well, I'm like the Martin Luther King, the Malcolm X used to say of my neighborhood. I'm the most positive person you could be around. So, you know, my movement is Certified Music, and my name is O.G. dot underscore ROBKAT. O.G. dot underscore ROBKAT. You can look me up on my social media. You can see all my videos. I posted lots of videos. You can see the movement is really real. You know, it's me, Danny Solo. You know, we have Define Music Group. My dude Define. You know, Chief EO. That's just like the people I run with, and like my dude Define Jones. He comes to Coast to Coast too. So that's how I learned about Coast to Coast. But Coast to Coast, one of the funniest things I ever did. That was like the best experience, and I'm trying to get into that on 50,000 on the 14th. So, you know, I'm trying to. That's my goal, and take.
Well, man, chop it up with me about what you think about that Kanye West thing. I know they've been talking about a lot about that, but what's your take on what Kanye West was talking about that slavery thing, man? I'm talking about, man, it's been a big thing going on around the world. And what's your thoughts on that, man? You know what I'm saying? Being the co-host today, what you think about that?
For real, brother, I think that man has gone crazy. He's gone bacones. Because the thing about it is, he's making it seem like a person actually took a piece of paper and said, let's sign up for slavery since it's a choice. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got the, man, our ancestors, they've been through too much in life for him to just be making statements like that. It's like, damn, like I got on him through his first, you know, his first CD. And you know, he's like, when you get on, you leave your ass for a white girl. I'm like, damn. He go way through the same thing he did, so I knew he was just crazy then. So, I just hope the young man get off the meds and get help because he's really a dope artist. And it's like, why is we still making up excuses for him? Nothing. He's just in the pool, but he ain't, because he around the Kardashians. He don't interact with the police. The police start him, he'll fall out over him. So, he don't get the same thrill of black experience and actually ran ahead of a racist. Like, that dude is really a racist. Like, I'm sure Donald Trump put a suit on before. He old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, when he said everything, I was like, man, that's outrageous. Like, I knew he was going through a mental health crisis and everything, but it was like amazing to actually hear Kanye West, because he was in competition with Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z was with Barack Obama, so Kanye West got with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? So he was saying that it was a choice that we was in slavery because we didn't have to choose that way, but we kept choosing the way because of our attitudes and stuff like that. So I wanted to see what my co-host had to say about that and what you think about him and Jay-Z going at it, because it was him and Jay-Z going at it, you know what I'm saying? Because it was about the music industry too. He trying to be in a big game out there, man. He trying to do it big out there. So what's your take on that, Doc?
Let's get this straight. You know Jay-Z like the man. Like he's one of the people that I look up to in life as
Oh no, Doc. Oh no, man. Oh
well. But the thing is, like, if he have something to say about it, there's something wrong with it. He ain't even go to the man wedding. So something is up there. Like you don't go
wow.
to his wedding, like Jay-Z? Come on. The kids
Yeah.
ain't never met each other or nothing. Like, come on. Like, something wrong. Jay ain't, something ain't right with this man.
Yeah.
Kanye, if I close my eyes, I would call him the Black Klutz Klan.
That's what I'm saying. So I was thinking, they're in competition because, I think Jay-Z even hired LL Cool J, if I'm correct, right? He even got LL Cool J and all them. So Kanye West trying to get up in there, he trying to get up under the Donald Trump skin, but I was wanting to see a hip hop fanatic. I mean, what you thinking for the hip hop community, man? I mean, what I mean, it's outrageous, ain't it, dude?
Yeah, it's outrageous, bro. And I just wanted to say this. Now, picture in the 90s, like, how they doing mumble rap today?
Yeah.
So, like, in the 90s, like, in every group I was in, until I took my destiny, like, in my own hands, it was like everybody wanted me to be like, no disrespect to this dude, but like, be the hot boy Turk of the group, like, the fourth hot boy. And I'm like, I really didn't like to play that role. I didn't have to be Lil Wayne. I could be Birdman. He get the billions. But don't try to make me like the last person. So since that, like, what I'm saying is, I was doing mumble rap in the 90s, and these dudes were so caught up into Nas and Jay-Z and the lyrical, to where it was like, well, damn, that ain't gonna work. And I'm like, damn, to see these dudes really, because I no auto-tune. I was kind of mumble rapping, so I couldn't put a melody behind
Exactly. You know
it.
what I'm saying? It's outrageous, Doc. I'm like, man, that's everything that come out sound like it got auto-tune on there too, don't it?
Yes, but the reason why mumble rap came out, that's from like the kids that got put in like special ed that wasn't learning nothing. So they was good at melody more rapping than. That's what mumble rap, like, I first thought about doing it. Like, I was like, damn, they only put black people in special ed to, like, you down. But it's like when I took the test to get out of special ed, I had to be in special ed all the time. I still passed the test.
Did you just say a special ed rap on them now? Did you just put special ed rap on them? Did you just say that?
I'm not trying to make it in a negative light, but I'm telling you, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was born in the 90s and people thought I was crazy, but now I'm seeing these dudes making platinum hits off it.
Wow.
And I got friends that could vouch. Was like, damn, OG, you was like doing that, but we were so caught up into lyrics instead of melody. I always used to rap off bass. Like when I hear bass in the beat, it can make me write. So as soon as I hear the bass, I could just start writing quick to it.
If I hear some
snails, I'd be ready to run. I like bass. So
man, bust the verse for us right quick, right here live. You know what I'm saying? Give it to him right here live, dude. Get a little verse out right quick.
All right. New kicks on, that's them damn cheese. Rap can't rap, I get down paid. Next Friday fresh, shout out my nigga Craig.
Hey.
I bet I get some aid.
Hey.
Shit, I call my own plays.
Hey.
They call me John Blaze. I got that cream, that means my jewelry glaze. Feeling like, I got it made.
Hey.
Oh, boy, pimping, I missed a big shot. All I do is get it. My chicken. Dripping, tatted like amigo, wrist below zero. I make a business look bad. I got a big ego. Superman ice, she calling me a hero.
Hey.
I call it Mandingo.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So how they get you? Hey, you gotta definitely hit me up on the book too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Look me up on the book. You know what I'm talking about? Man, we gotta keep this thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's outrageous. Yeah, that's outrageous, man. You know what I'm saying? So what else on the hip-hop scene, man? What else is going on around the hip-hop thing that we need to know about out there?
What y'all need to know about New Orleans, they got, like, all the old-school rappers, like, they sons growing up now. And, like, Lil Juvie, like, Lil Soulja Slim, like, Lil BG.
Lil Soulja Slim, wait a minute, who? Lil Soulja Slim, Lil Juvenile out there, boy.
BG, they're a group.
What?
Yeah, they're the Juvenile Record Company. Yeah. It's his son. They call themselves the Juveniles.
The Juvenile.
The Juveniles with an S.
What?
It's all their sons. Yeah.
Oh, man. You're out there in the New Orleans, man. That's what's happening, dude.
Yeah, 504. Yes, indeed. Mr. Big Shot, OG Rob Cat.
Oh. Hey. That's what's happening, boy. You make it big. Give me an autograph.
I just want to take care of my family. Like, you know. And then I'll be wondering why these old rappers don't know about the charts. So I'll be like, yeah, the charts. When those dudes get on the charts, they get money. So don't hate on the youngins.
Exactly.
You know, we should be congratulating these dudes instead of letting them beef and all that. Then they got rappers getting into it with these little dudes. Like, older dudes that I don't like the word trolling because it just feels like it's a negative tension to it.
Oh, yeah. You chop it up with us, dude. Talk about it. Come on.
You know, like they got the kid 6ix9ine Tekashi. Now, I think the kid is dope. You know, he got the cut off of him. He beef with all the rappers. The thing is about the dude is I feel him because, like, at one point in my life when I just felt like, you know, the world wouldn't understand how I feel in life or my way of life.
Yeah.
I went got all the tattoos and everything. I ain't get them in my face because, you know, when I'm not rapping, I'm a waiter. So I have to have my face, you know, tattooed up. But everything else tattooed on me. So with that being said, like, you know, I just at one point didn't care and was like, I'm going to just be a good person and I'm going to keep my positive energy and be me and let you judge that.
That's what it is right there, homeboy. Yes, sir. That's what it is, playboy. Man, that's awesome, dude. Well, yeah. Hey, give them some final information. We got a couple of more minutes on this bad boy. Let them know how they can get in contact with you and all that good stuff, too.
Well, you can go on Coast to Coast and see my clip. The song is called Money, Money, Money. You know, featured Define Jones, Chief Evo, G. Rob Cat. My own social media is o.g._robkat.
That's what's
Robert West on Facebook. You can go look me up. He's gonna see West Gang. So you know that's me.
That's what's up, man. Hey, congratulations on everything you do. I salute you, man, and I hope you win that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? $50,000, partner.
Well, I can change lives.
Well, all right, dude, that's been our time right here. So we'll definitely connect with y'all.